Dictation for Keith Dixon, KEITHDIXON. Keith Dixon, Data Services, 9/3/2025, date of accident is 6/12/2025, date of birth is 1/6/1982. Mr. Keith Dixon comes for a follow-up visit today. He was last seen on 8/4/2025. He has been a victim of a hit and run as a pedestrian when he was involved on 6/12/2025. He was initially seen at Advanced Pain Care on 6/20/2025. He has been having various symptoms as related to this accident. Severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, pain in the in the back is also related to severe tailbone area on the right side, which is affected. Shooting pain is reported to the entire right leg, front and back, as numbness and tingling. Some shooting pain is reported in the right upper arm, which is 7 and 8. He has a severe spasm in the muscles in the trapezius, quadratus lumborum, and paravertebral muscle system. In addition, patient has headaches, which are not too severe, usually on the left side, with dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, lack of focus. He has had no emergency room visit subsequent to this, and he has been otherwise improving slowly. He is doing physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, and other medications, etc. He reports that his pain is around 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, and he lost his cane, and he requires another cane to be provided to him, and tense unit as well. His ADLs are affected 8. The patient reports a 60% improvement in his symptoms since the time of accident due to the various treatment. ADLs are, please review the records for the ADL for system review for additional issues. Substance abuse as well as the compliance plan. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 130 over 107, pulse 99, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination will remain the same as in 8/4/2025, dictation number 0805-010. Kindly mention in the musculature examination, if I have not, that there is a severe spasm of right-sided trapezius muscle, and also on the left-sided in the cervical and thoracic fibers with several trigger points. In addition, right-sided quadratus lumborum muscle is in severe spasm with several trigger points. In addition, there is a paravertebral muscles on the right side from T5 to L5 being in severe spasm with 2 plus hypertonicity and several trigger points. Right-sided SI joint is also found to be tender, and the Gonsalant test and the Faber test are positive. However, the distraction test, compression test are not positive. Rest of the spine examination remains the same. All his symptoms are towards the right side, and they're continuing. No motor power deficit in the upper and lower extremities is noticed. The patient was, okay. So the physical examination remains the same from previous visit as 8/4/2025, dictation number 0805-010. And in the plan of care, patient was advised to get 4 trigger point injection in the bilateral trapezius muscle where trigger points are noticed, but patient declined. He would like to get an MRI done for the spine, which has been ordered today, for the MRI of complete spine without contrast. Physical therapy continues 2 times a week, and he remains disabled for work, housework replacement. Tylenol coding number 4, 1 pill a day for pain relief is provided. Quad cane tense unit is ordered, and patient will be seen in 15 days' time. His maps have been reviewed, the labs have been reviewed, and new labs have been ordered. Thank you.